From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Ariel Zangler reports for the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado talked to reporters July 8th about the migrant children being held in detention centers along the border of the United States and Mexico. But a few days after, more than 100 protesters outside his Kingston office asking Delgado to do something about the camps, Delgado still did not advocate for specific action to close the camps. The Rhinebeck-based Democrat said, and I quote, "I share in the outrage people have expressed over the horrifying treatment of our fellow human beings. I find it unconscionable," end quote. Instead, he touted a hearing this week from the House Oversight and Reform Committee, of which he is not a member. Delgado said, and I quote, "I think this kind of increased oversight is of paramount importance. I look forward to hearing the testimony at the hearing," end quote. As far as actual votes, both Delgado and Representative Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County, backed the House bill for emergency funding for humanitarian assistance at the southern border. But then when Republicans in the Senate killed that bill and replaced it with their own, Tonko sided with many Democrats voting against the bill, while Delgado voted for Republicans in favor of the Senate bill. Delgado also said July 8th that he is still against impeaching the president. Delgado said, and I quote, "My thoughts are we need to continue as we have been, which is to aggressively investigate," end quote. Tonko is in favor of beginning impeachment hearings. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times-Union that new state Republican Party chairperson Nick Langworthy is giving up his job as a private political consultant to take on the state leadership role. But that is the exception, not the rule, in state politics, where many political party leaders at the county level double dip as political consultants. Alex Camerata, a senior policy advisor at the government reform group Reinvent Albany, said, and I quote, "In recent years, at least one Democratic county chair, four Republicans, and one conservative party chair benefited," end quote, from running county politics and charging politicians for other services. He went on to say, and I quote, "If a political chair determines endorsements of candidates and then goes to work for the candidate, it would raise a conflict of interest, or definitely the appearance of conflict of interest," end quote. Locally, there are two examples of the practice. Rensselaer Democratic Party Chair Michael Monkowski also leads a firm called Blue State Strategies, designing campaign mailers. The firm has received more than $130,000 since 2011, much of that from candidates endorsed by Rensselaer County Democrats. Republican Chris Teague represents Greene and Schoharie counties in the state assembly and also Otsego County. Teague's campaign spent more than $18,000 in 2018 with the Casal Group, run by Otsego County Chair Vincent Casal. Casal did not respond to a request for comment. On the state level, there is a similar issue. Governor Andrew Cuomo last week appointing Jay Jacobs, the state Democratic Party chairman, to a new commission set to create rules for publicly financed elections in New York. Langworthy said, and I quote, "It's like the fox in charge of the henhouse. You have a party leader running a government entity. Only in Andrew Cuomo's world could that pass the smell test," end quote. Or at the county level throughout New York. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Nick Reisman reports at the New York State of Politics that 3 years after perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, was found in the village of Hoosac Falls public drinking water, the State Department of Health recommended new drinking water standards July 8th for PFOA and also PFOS and 1,4-dioxane. Locally, Hoosac Falls and Petersburg in Rensselaer County and Newburgh farther south in the Hudson Valley have all had problems with these chemicals in their drinking water. Now, water with 10 parts per trillion PFOA and PFOS is considered safe for drinking by New York, and 1 part per billion of 1,4-dioxane. Maureen Cunningham, the Senior Director for Clean Water at Environmental Advocates of New York, said, and I quote, "This long-awaited first step puts New York on the path to cleaner drinking water, establishing maximum containment levels for PFOA, PFOS, and 1,4-dioxane will require all public water systems in New York to test for these chemicals and take action when elevated levels of contamination are discovered." She also said that, and I quote, there is likely no safe level of these chemicals, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Bethany Bump reports for Albany Times Union that two more marijuana shops opened in western Massachusetts on July 5th, with 10 now open near the Capital Region over the state border. Cana Provisions opened in Lee, and Mass Alternative Care, formerly a medical marijuana facility, started selling to all adults in Chicopee. Hours after the store opened, New Yorkers were already in line. Meg Sanders, the co-founder of Cana Provisions, said, and I quote, we're definitely seeing a lot of locals that were anticipating us opening, but we have already seen several customers from New York. We anticipate we'll see similar turnout from New York as our competitors to the north and south have, end quote. In Albany, legislators considered but never voted on a bill this year to legalize recreational marijuana in New York. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.